I'm Sasha Goff.
I'm Tammy Goff.
And this is Will It Fly, a podcast where we watch the pilot episode to let you know whether or not we think you should watch the rest of the show.
So you don't have to, because it's all about you.
It's all about you, baby. All right, so today we're going to be watching
Entourage.
This time I decided I wanted to get a show description so that we can know going into it what we're going to be watching this time.
Entourage is an HBO show.
It's an HBO show from 2004, which became almost immediately apparent.
Yeah. Right off the rip, apparent that it was 2004.
So the show description is, led by Vince, an actor deemed the next big thing, four buddies migrate west from Queens, New York. Usually within his reach are his less successful half-brother, Drama, Vince's best friend, Eric, and their irrepressible pal, Turtle. As the foursome adjust to Tinseltown's fast pace and frantic deal-making, Vince's take-charge agent, Ari, exerts his influence, often to Eric's annoyance.
I guess that's a good description of the show.
It's a good description of the show in the sense that it's as vague as I think the show was.
Yeah, it's as vapid as the show, I guess. Whereas you went for the show's description, I went to Merriam-Webster to find out just exactly what entourage means exactly.
Okay.
And it's one's attendants or associates. So, I mean, I guess the show is about Vince's friends. To me, it kind of is like Seinfeld, which was the show about nothing, had more substance than this show.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it went on for eight seasons.
Eight whole seasons.
Eight whole friggin' seasons. And season three, as I was looking on HBO Max, season three was cut into two parts.
Wow.
So 3A and 3B. I don't know why. I don't care why.
So there was no opening scene for this show. It just immediately went into the theme song.
Straight into the credits, man.
And the
best part of the show, in my opinion, because I liked how they did it.
See, I completely disagree. I thought the theme song was cheesy as hell.
Oh, the theme song sucked, but I liked how they put the names on the billboards and in the neon and the car driving down the strip. Which, you know, that's Hollywood, right? That's,
you know what?
When you think of Hollywood, that's what you think about. Billboards and neon and cars driving down the strip.
That's fair. You know what? I will give you that.
Yeah.
What I didn't like was the Limp Bizkit lookalike sitting in the front seat.
Oh, that's Turtle.
Turtle? Yeah. Hated him.
Yeah.
Hated him so much.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 I hate them all. All of them. Oh, all four of them. I hate them all. The car's cool, though.
Yeah, the car was cool. It was like a Cadillac or something like that. I wasn't paying
attention. I don't know what kind of car it was, but I liked that the doors all four opened
yeah.
from the middle out. That was super cool.
Yeah, I did like their car. I didn't mind the names in the billboards. I thought that was great. I was just distracted by the terrible music.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And Mark Wahlberg is in the show?
He's an executive producer, which was kind of a shock. I didn't notice that until like the second time when I was watching all of the names go by instead of what was happening in the background.
Yeah.
He executive produced this show, and I was a little disappointed to find that out.
Yeah, you would have thought it would have been a little bit better.
Yeah. He's like...
This is more Marky Mark.
Yeah, this is more Marky Mark.
Marky Mark Funky Bunch.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Vince is Marky Mark and the rest of them are his Funky Bunch. He's trying to relive he's trying to relive his younger days.
Which is why the hat's on backwards. Right. Oh, God.
The show opens with them. Well, it opens with Turtle getting out of his Hummer and getting a poster out of the back of his car and walking into this cafe. And there are... It was, how many blondes can you fit into this screen?
And they all look like Paris Hilton with their super low cut jeans.
And the spaghetti tops and the tube tops. And the one girl had a tube top dress on that I literally don't think I've seen since 2004.
I was like, is this the early, what is this, 1997? It didn't even occur to me. I had already written down that it was originally started in 2004. I didn't even occur to me that was an early 2000s thing because I was like way back in the 90s with the whole tube top stuff.
Yep. Nope. That's when I think of my childhood, I think of those tube tops and spaghetti straps and that awful, awful blue dress that one girl was wearing. I will not get over it. So they sit down at this table and they're eating breakfast and they're talking about how whether or not Vince should be signing this poster because his brother, Drama, thinks that it has the wrong color eyes.
Which he's just so stupid.
Yeah.
And even Turtle, who I think is the dumbest one of the bunch, says, how do you know it's the wrong eye color? It's black and white.
Yeah. And this really starts off his character as being dumb, pretentious. There's no need for his pretension. There's no direction for his pretension. He is just dumb and pretentious, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah. And at one point, one of my notes is, I think he's an incel.
Oh, yeah. These dudes are all misogynistic and gross. The entire time they were talking about going to this premiere, all they're talking about is picking up girls.
Right. And the turtle drops his keys as the girls walk by. And all they say hi to all of them except for Drama. And he says, why didn't they say hi to me? And they're like, well, you didn't say hi to them. And he goes, that's not how it works. And that's when I wrote down, he's an incel. Of course, yeah. He doesn't get anything. He wouldn't be getting any if it wasn't for Turtle bringing home the girls.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Ugh.
So we find out that they all went to high school together. Well, Drama also went to their high school. He was just significantly older than them.
Yeah.
He's Vince's brother.
Yeah.
So they are all from high school. They're talking about going back to this class reunion. And Eric, who they never address what his role is to Vince, but I'm going to assume that's his manager. They never flat out say that, but he's important to Vince as far as making decisions go.
Yeah, I think that their relationship to me, I think Eric and Vince have been friends since high school. Eric is the reason that Vince graduated from high school. Eric is the one that Vince cheated off of. Eric is the one that wrote Vince's papers.
Yep.
And Vince is the one that got Eric the girl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's their relationship.
Absolutely. So they're talking about going back to this reunion, and they mentioned that Eric is getting out of recovery. This feels, the entire show feels like a bunch of random stuff they pulled out of a hat and they're improvising it as they go.
Oh, yeah.
Because later in that scene, when they're getting ready to wrap up and leave, Eric takes a sip from a beer.
No, he's in recovery from the girl that he broke up with.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Kristen.
Yeah, no, that wasn't, I get that they were talking about the girlfriend.
Yeah.
Both times that I watched it, I was certain they were talking that he got out of recovery for alcohol.
No, he's in recovery from the girl.
Okay.
Because then they start talking about something about he broke up with her, and then they had to say she's a bitch.
Yeah.
Right. And then how did they say it? Something like he had to say she's a bitch, and then they could say she's a bitch or something like that. And then they would know that it was fine to say she was a bitch. I don't know. It was
terrible. They're terrible.
All of them horrible, horrible people.
They quick jump to them sitting in this limo. There's no them getting ready. There's no conversation before this. It's just they're in this cafe and now they're in this limo. So they set up this cafe scene just for them to be able to understand that tonight we're going to a premiere.
And they have the high school reunion coming up. And they're a bunch of pigs.
Vincent is the star of this movie, the poster that Turtle was trying to get him to sign earlier. But Drama also has a scene in this movie, and he has one line.
Right. And I have to say that as they're in the limo going to the premiere, this is when I started to think, I might like this show because they're playing Rocky Mountain Way. I'm like, okay, the music might be good, right? Rocky Mountain Way has nothing to do with this entire show. They threw in Rocky Mountain Way.
Right.
Why? It's 2004. Rocky Mountain Way is like from 1975, 77. Who knows? But it's a 70s song. Has nothing to do with Hollywood.
No.
No. But okay, Rocky Mountain Way, cool song.
It's what the boys like to listen to, right, I guess.
I guess. Exactly. And then they're talking about he needed Rogaine because his hair is thinning.
Yeah.
Because he's that old.
They did a lot of tell, don't show. So instead of like showing how much older that he is than the boys, multiple times they're just like, ha ha, you're old.
And you know that his brother, you know that Vince got him the part in the movie.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was a pity thing because he literally only has one line. He's no better than an extra.
Which is kind of funny because Drama is played by Kevin Dillon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Kevin Dillon's more famous, I think it's his brother, is Matt Dillon.
Okay.
Matt Dillon was the heartthrob back in the 80s, and Kevin Dillon just kind of tagged along. And if you notice, if you compare Matt Dillon to Kevin Dillon, Matt Dillon's a lot more better looking than Kevin Dillon is. And
right.
Vince is a lot more better looking than Kevin Dillon is. So he's really literally playing himself in this show.
Then I'm not understanding why the acting was so terrible, because there was no reason for that to be as rough as it was.
But he is playing himself because he's a terrible actor. Perfect. So when they get out of the limo, keeping on the music theme, they play Eminence Front, which, digressing, I used to think was Living in a Swamp because I did not know when it came out when I was a child. I did not know what Eminence Front meant, nor did I know that Eminence was a word. But Eminence Front is a song that Pete Townsend wrote about putting on a front, putting on an image, which is really what they're doing. It's really what all actors do, is they put on a front. They're, you know, they're putting on a show for everybody. So when you get out of a car at a premiere, you're putting on a front, which is a perfect, perfect song choice for that scene. Yeah. Where Rocky Mountain Way was a dumb song choice for the limo ride, Eminence Front was a perfect song choice for getting out of the limo at the premiere.
Right. So Vince is doing his best to try and hype his brother up. When they get out of that limo, they're trying to like, oh, he stole the show. He's trying to get pictures taken with him. He's trying to be that cool younger brother who's understanding of his role and the fact that he's doing all he can to also get his brother some information in some part, in some time.
And then Turtle calls the paparazzi the Pavarotti. And it's like, okay, did he do that on purpose? Or does he not know it's paparazzi?
He probably has no idea who Pavarotti is, and he probably has no idea that he meant to say paparazzi. Turtle is not the brightest bulb.
No, he's not.
So they go inside to mingle, and they're trying to get Vince to talk to the guy who's financed the movie. And he goes, with the hot daughter? And they go, no, with the gay son, and left it at that. And for 2004, I was really impressed that they just left it at that. Because for an HBO show about some dude bros who are already being super misogynistic, I just assumed that if they were going to be talking about gay people, it would not be in the best of light.
And I thought that was the after party. Was that before the movie? Was that after the movie? I don't know. I'm so confused as to where we are now, what time it is.
You know what? I never questioned that because you're right. They were getting out of a limo to go see a movie. And when they went inside, they were at a party. So, and we find out not even the last party of the night because Vince likes to go night swimming. So the entire time they're at this after party, they're just hunting for girls to bring to this after party so that Vince can go night swimming with all of these pretty babes.
Yeah. Turtle said he was on ass patrol. Which, oh my God, such a pig. His name should have been Pig, not Turtle.
So then again, keeping with this, I have no idea what's going on or who any of these people are. This blonde woman comes up and is desperately trying to seek out Vince.
And she's pissed.
And she's so mad. And we have no idea why. She's just on the hunt for this man. And they're like, no, you're not going to see him. He's not here. Blah, blah, blah. Who is she?
She says, fuck you, Eric. Right. Or something like that.
Who is she?
Or fuck you, Turtle. I don't even know who she's talking to.
That's the theme for this show. Who are you talking to? And also, who are you?
And what does it matter?
What does it matter?
Why are we here?
And I'm sure that by the time the show goes on, we find out who she is. But by the time that I find out who she is down the line, I'm not going to remember that scene.
And I just don't care.
I don't either. No.
And I think they call her Allie. And I think she's Vince's ex-girlfriend? Question mark?
I'd have to guess. That's who it seems to be. And she seems to know that he should be there because it's his after party for his movie. So the fact that she was just okay with the fact that she wasn't going to see, like, stalk around, little girl. Like, if you want to find this man and talk to him, you're going to have the ability to. But also, why do you want to talk to him? There's nothing going on up there.
And they call her legally blonde. What is that? Is that some kind of foreshadowing? Was she a lawyer?
Maybe she's smarter than she's putting on. I don't know.
And if she's smart, then why was she with Vince?
And I also can't believe that any of these guys have watched Legally Blonde.
Oh, and then at this point, we start to understand that Eric is really the brains of the
outfit, entourage.
Of the entourage. Because Ari, who is the agent, walks up to Eric and asks him if Vince has read Matterhorn, which we find out why it's called Matterhorn later. I'm going to leave it for later because it really is funny. Why? But that's the movie that Ari wants him to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Vince doesn't want to read the script at all. He's not looked at the script at all. He's not going to. He's been working on a short game instead. He's not doing this movie. And he's not got any interest in it. But he's got a meeting tomorrow. So he better read the script. even though he's at an after party and Ari should know that he aches to have an after party. So when is he going to read this script before this meeting in the morning?
He's not gonna.
No, he's not going to.
No. Oh, did you notice the product placement?
No, I missed that one.
Citibank. It's Citi. Was on a billboard. And it was the same scene twice. It was the limo going down the street. There was Citi on one of the buildings.
All the more reason to never bank with Citibank because they put money into this terrible, terrible show. So again, quick cut. We had a short scene to set up the next scene, which is just going to set up the next scene. They're at the pool now so that Vince can do his night swimming that he likes to do. And all of the boys kind of have all of the girls spread out across this pool area. And they're trying their hardest to get with these women. So Turtle is the one who is struggling the most because he's on quote unquote ass patrol, but he's not the good looking one out of the group. He doesn't have any kind of acting gigs and he doesn't got the cute little cutie face of Eric. I have to say, if I was maybe 10 years older and Eric came up to me, I'd probably be like, yeah, sure. But I'd be 10 years too old for Eric.
I don't know. Eric seems to be the down-to-earth nice guy.
He seems to be the nice guy, but he would never live it down with the other three. The other three would torture him for dating an old woman.
True, true.
Even though, you know, I will be 35 in 10 years, and that's still young and spry.
It's probably the how old Kevin drama is.
Yeah. So they specifically pulled a girl for Eric that looks like his ex.
Right.
And Turtle is trying to get with this other blonde girl. And she is like dead set on hooking up with Vince. And he goes, well, your best friend and your sister aren't here. So what do you think the chances of that are? And she finally succumbs.
Yeah. He goes, look around. Vince is gone. Where's your best friend and your sister?
Now, if I went to a party with my best friend, and I don't think Val and I would ever be at the same party.
I hope not.
But if my sibling and my best friend disappeared and I was the only one down there, I would never speak to them again. How dare you leave me with this turtle man? I'd be so mad.
Right. Oh my God.
I put in my notes, they literally have no idea how women work, do they? Like, not just the boys, the people writing the show.
The people who wrote the show, exactly.
They have never interacted with a genuine woman in their life who wasn't just trying to get with the cool people.
Yeah.
Because I have never, and maybe the early aughts were different in LA. Maybe I'm not understanding something, but I never met a woman who functions in the way that these people seem to think that this show should go.
I don't know. I can't explain.
So again, the pool scene is now suddenly over. And we're moving into Eric walking into the kitchen. As he's walking into the kitchen, he walks past three house workers. And wouldn't you know it, it was Jorge, Rodrigo, and Blanca. So they just went down the stereotypical route of who should be cleaning and working on this garden right now. And I'm sure there's some truth to that just based on the location. But I just thought it was very interesting that they named these people to let you know, hey, these people aren't white and they're working on the house because we're rich.
And we're also in LA.
Yeah, so, which, you know, it makes sense. But
also,
2004, I can't give
them Eric's the probably the only one out of the four of them that know their names.
Probably.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's probably the only one that knows their names and he's probably the only one that would say a word to any of them.
Oh, absolutely.
And did you notice along the way there was a baseball glove on the stairs coming out of the house. There was a fake deer sitting behind the one guy. I'm like, is that decoration or are they shooting at it? I don't know. Is it like, you know, target practice? He kicked the ball and hit the one guy. There was a soccer ball. He kicked it, hit the one dude in the face.
That was the one time during the entire show that I actually laughed out loud. He walks into the kitchen with the script for Vince to read. And this is when I finally was like, okay, this show is not going to work for me. Because he tries to convince Vince to cancel this meeting because he hasn't read the script. And then he goes, no, I'm not going to cancel this meeting because it's rude to cancel so quickly. And I was like, okay, so are we going to the meeting? Aren't we going to the meeting? Have you read the script? Are you going to read the script? Do you care? Are you going to waste their time? You think canceling on them is going to be more rude than wasting their time? You are an idiot.
not only is he an idiot, he's lazy. Because what comes out in this conversation is that Eric, after doing who knows what with this woman that looks like his ex, has read the script. Eric does not like the script. Mm-hmm. Vince asks Eric, do you like it? Eric goes, no. Vince says, well, then, okay, I don't like it either. And then he says, well, you know, you should read it because you might see something in there that I don't like. And he goes, I forget how he said it, but then he goes, well, I didn't read the last one. I just did. He goes, I didn't know the killer was until I saw the movie.
Right.
What?
So he's never read a script in his life.
He's never read a script except for the lines that he has to learn to do his movie.
Yep.
Lazy.
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 Well, and to even add on to that laziness, when he says he's going to go ahead and go to the meeting, they go, well, what are you going to do because you haven't read the script? And he goes, I'm just going to listen because that's what actors do. We listen. And I was like, no, actors actually do a little bit more than that.
But then did you see how they threw drama under the bus? Because they go, that's what good actors do. They listen. And he goes, right, Johnny? Johnny goes, what? Like, that's right, you piece of shit. Oh, and then they make a big deal about Eric living in the guest house.
Yeah, because they are all upset about the fact that Eric is actually living on the property. And they're just jealous. They're just jealous of each other.
Yeah.
So then they're in the car again and they're on their way to this meeting. And Turtle is on the phone with someone and he gets off the phone and just barks. And after he barks, he explains the reason that he was barking was because they had just scored themselves a dog. I wish they would have started with that before he started barking, because I'm already having a hard time with Turtle as a character. And I hate when people do stuff like that. So I thought that was just going to be a thing he did when he gets off the phone and he was excited about something. But they're getting this dog. They're going to name the dog Arnold, like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Uh-huh.
They all decide that they love the dog's name. And then when they show off the dog, Eric goes, that's going to be a lawsuit. Because this dog, and you find out later, is a giant Rottweiler.
Right.
So they're getting ready to bring in this Rottweiler as a defense dog. And all Eric can think about is, that dog's going to bite someone and we're going to have to deal with it. And everybody else is like, puppy.
Right. But they say Eric has no say because that's house business. And Eric lives in the guest house, not the main house.
So when they get out of the car and they're walking up to the meeting, you see the man himself, Mark Wahlberg.
Marky Mark.
So again, when I saw him, I was like, when I first watched the show, I didn't know that he was an executive producer. So I was like, how did they get such a big star name in this terrible show on the first episode, just to find out that he was the executive producer, which made me go, has Mark Wahlberg ever met a woman? And is this who he thinks he is as a person? Is this how he handles or handled at the beginning his movies?
Right.
Where did this come from? Who do you know that acted like this? Because right. I want to just have a conversation right. outside in the parking lot.
And who was the white guy in the FUBU shirt?
I don't know. I didn't notice that.
Because as they were walking away, Johnny looks back. Because Johnny and Mark have a conversation. Like, they know each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then as they're walking away, they look back and I made notes. A white dude wearing a FUBU shirt.
For those of you who don't know what FUBU is, it's For Us, By Us, which was a black brand.
Right. Yeah. Black designed, black owned, which spawned FRBR.
Yeah.
For rednecks, by rednecks.
The first All Lives Matter to Black Lives Matter.
Exactly. He turned around and looked at him and I thought, I should know that guy. And it was too fast. I didn't catch it.
Yeah. I can't express enough how much I hate the way this show was filmed.
Oh.
Because I wanted to see this meeting. I wanted to watch Vince sit there with blank stares. And, you know, I wanted to see Eric in his environment. I wanted to see what do Turtle and Drama do when they're not in the room. Like, I wanted to see this play out. And they just skipped it altogether.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't bother to give us anything. The show is giving me nothing.
Right. No, there's nothing. It's just a bunch of snips.
Yeah. Ari calls Vince. And says that the people loved him and they want to give him $4 million. Now, that's why I wanted to see this meeting. Because if Vince said that all he was going to do was listen, these people are not going to throw $4 million at him. That is so hard to believe.
But he's an actor.
I'm sure he's got some charm. But in order to have enough charm to get $4 million thrown at you, you have to have just like a skosh of brain to go with your charming.
But that's not a whole lot for a movie. In my mind, I'm like, that's not a whole lot of money.
In 2004, I think that was a lot of money.
I don't think that's a lot of money for a movie.
They seem to be really excited about
it. I know they're really excited about it, but what do they know? They're all dumbasses.
You know what? That's fair. And that's probably why Ari is excited, is because he's just like, I'm getting free money from this, basically, for stuff I know is crap.
Exactly. And what do you know? Who knows what his cut is? He's probably cut some really stupid deal with them. You know, who knows what his, he's probably getting way more than he should out of the percentage of it.
Yep. So we're back to the script, because Vince says, well, what do? They want to give me $4 million. And Eric goes, read the damn thing.
Right.
You know, the whole problem the entire time, I'm beginning to think that he's got that, I'm beginning to think that he can't read. You know what I mean?
That's one of the notes I have is, can he read? Question mark.
This seems to be a common occurrence with him.
Which is why Eric let him cheat and wrote his papers when they were in school.
Right. And Turtle is convinced that Vince is going to become the next big thing. So he's talking about how he's got it all, including the big head. And they're all very confused about why he meant that. And he goes, well, the bigger the head, the bigger the star.
Right.
And so he starts listing off people that he thinks have big heads and why they are big stars. And Johnny asks if he's got a big head. And Turtle goes, it's big, but not big enough. He's got big ears.
And they're hitting golf balls off of the patio. And whose house were they going to hit?
I can't remember.
I didn't write it down.
I didn't write it down either, but they were trying to hit someone's house. And right. I remember thinking to myself, you are living in a beautiful house and probably in a beautiful area. Uh-huh. If you hit someone's house, you're going to have money. You're going to have to pay for it. And you're going to have drama. There's going to, of course, be some TMZ article about how you were hitting golf balls off your house. That's not a smart move, guys.
It just shows what trash they are.
I know. Ugh.
And the fact that Eric was participating just knocked him down a peg in my
right
opinion.
Vince doesn't like the script.
No, Vince comes out and says that he can't read it. They're talking about a G5.
Right.
Which, you know, this is all before G6. So
right.
They're talking about getting a G5. And Vince comes out and says something about, I don't know if it's the script is bad or I have an airplane sound in my head or something like that. And Turtle goes, no, man, G5s are real quiet.
They're whisper quiet.
And then Eric, you know, shows what kind of a dad he's going to be. And he's like, just go back and read it. And so they try to get him to read it.
Well, and Eric is convinced that if he can get a script for this amount of money that he doesn't like, they can get him a script for a movie that he does like for this amount of money.
Right.
So Ari calls Vince and is like, are you reading the script? How's it going? And Vince says it's confusing and he doesn't like it, but Ari wants him to continue and go for it. But Vince says, you know, Eric doesn't like the script and Ari hates Eric and is like, fuck you, fuck Eric, don't listen to him.
He said he doesn't know how to play a cop and so he doesn't want to do it.
Right.
Right.
Ari asked Vince to talk to Eric because Ari is tired of like having this in between back and forth, trying to figure out what Vince wants, but Eric keeps getting in the way. So he asks Eric to meet him for dinner. And when they hang up, Eric is pretty excited because he's like, oh, man, we're going to sit and talk about what we're going to do for the future of Vince.
Right.
So he thinks, I'm finally in it. I'm finally doing the business that I'm supposed to be doing. I'm actively working as this man's manager.
Right.
And working with the agent.
Right.
He's pretty excited, I'd say.
Right.
So we finally get to meet Arnold, who is their new giant Rottweiler, and they have him in a cage. And they're all kind of standing around him and staring at him, and this dog is just going buck wild. He is barking his full head off, and I'm pretty sure it's Turtle reaches out to him and tries to, like, he's talking about how he's going to train him and he's going to be able to take chicken from his mouth, and then Johnny reaches out to him and the dog goes to bite his hand. So this dog is not trained. I don't trust Turtle to train this dog at all. And
I don't trust Turtle to do anything.
No, honestly, not a single thing. But all of the guys also feel that way. So what they decide to do is tell Turtle that if he wants to go to this lingerie party, he's got to do something. They dress him up in a hockey goalie uniform, put the helmet on, and just open this cage from up two floors. They're up on a balcony somewhere else with a piece of string, and they pull this string, and the dog comes flying out the gate and runs directly into
Turtle.
Turtle. Now, I was watching this very carefully because I was like, there's got to be someone on set who's got this dog actually trained. He's not wearing the appropriate padding that they usually have people wear for these kinds of things. Is this dog actually fake attacking him? And it literally just looks like this dog is standing on top of him, just like probably happy as all get out, wagging his tail like, you're petting me? You're petting me?
Exactly.
Even the dog is a terrible actor. Taking on the music moment, they were playing Jet during this scene.
Cold Hard Bitch.
Cold Hard Bitch, yeah.
Is Arnold a girl?
Yes. That's my new canon. Arnold is the cold-hearted bitch.
Eric and Ari have dinner at a Japanese restaurant.
Yes. They're having dinner at a Japanese restaurant. I loved the little sake cups.
I did too. I thought it was so cute.
They have the bamboo shoot with the little bamboo cups. Uh-huh. I was watching it and I was like, I'm going to Amazon that later. See if that's on there. And they
got to get something out of this damn show.
Right. If anything, I'm going to get something that they had in passing. Eric and Ari are discussing small talk. So they're talking about like, oh, who are you fucking? And Eric says he's not fucking anyone right now. And he broke up with his girlfriend. And Ari's like, well, guess who I'm fucking? And Eric just very nicely goes, Mrs. Ari?
Right.
And instead, Ari is actually fucking a swimsuit model who is on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah,
he's Ari's a great guy.
Yeah, he's a real charmer.
They're all fucking, I hate them all. And this is where we established that Eric has been in LA for 14 months. And before that, he was a restaurant manager.
He worked
Italian restaurant manager.
Yeah, he worked for a pizzeria. So
he worked for Sbarro.
Yeah. So it wasn't even like a real New York City pizza place.
No, it wasn't. It was Sbarro in some fucking suburban mall somewhere. But this is where we find out they're talking about the script, and Matterhorn is they call it Die Hard at Disneyland, which I'm like, duh, the Matterhorn is one of the rides at Disneyland. Of course it is.
It took me the entire show to realize, because when they said it at first, I was like, oh, like Disneyland. But I was like, there's no way that they're going to get this dude to be in this movie. And all I could think about was Jungle Cruise with The Rock. I was like, well, they didn't do the Matterhorn, but they definitely did it. They did the movie in real life. Eric says that he doesn't want Vince to blow up Disney. He wants him to blow up something else. And Ari just looks at him like, are you kidding me? Like, of all the places that you don't want him to have a good deal, Disney?
Yeah.
Which I have to say, that's the one thing. If the script is bad, first of all, Disney doesn't do a lot of bad movies in 2004. Currently, they've had a couple hit or misses, but like in 2004, Disney was putting out like banger after banger.
But is it a Disney movie?
I think it was supposed to be a Disney movie. I think they are talking about the literal Matterhorn. I think it was supposed to be like what they did with Jungle Cruise. I think it was supposed to be the live action version of what the ride is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I think it literally is a Disney movie. And I kept like, if it wasn't, you know, I understand why they wouldn't want to do it. But I wanted to smack Eric upside the head where if he's like, why wouldn't you want your buddy to be working for Disney?
But see, to me, it's a French director and the Matterhorn is actually a Swiss mountain. So I thought it was more like they just called it the Matterhorn with a French director. And it was actually like in the Swiss Alps. It wasn't actually at Disneyland.
Honestly,
I'm so confused with this show. I hate it.
I was just going to say, this show is so unclear. There's a good chance that it's...
I want to do some of the drugs that they were doing when they wrote the show. Just...
meth. They were on meth.
Well, I don't want to do meth. Just... some mushrooms or some LSD. I don't know.
Eric is trying to work with Ari, and he's not realizing that Ari doesn't care. And he goes,
Ari just wants money.
Yeah, Ari just wants money, and he doesn't care who he's got to go through to get it. And Eric is getting in his way. So he goes, I understand you don't want to bomb because bombing kills your career, but you're wrong. What bombs your career is passing on a hit. So Ari is trying to convince Eric that this movie is going to be worth his time. And then Ari explains that he doesn't have dinner with people like Eric. And I think at that point, Eric realizes, oh, it's going to be a dinner like that.
Right.
And so they begin this back and forth where Ari ends up calling Eric pizza boy. And they're going back and forth about how he has no idea what he's talking about. And Eric is talking about how he read the Times, so he knows what he's talking about. And he goes, and another thing, don't ever fucking talk to me like that again, or I'll smack the grin off your face, and then gets up and leaves from dinner. Now, arguably, this was the most interesting part of the entire show, was just the two of them at dinner.
Yeah.
And I wish the show had taken more of an intense, like, they tried to make it too much comedy and not enough drama. But I think they would have done better off doing more of an intense kind of back and forth like that earlier on in the show, instead of trying to terribly build up these characters.
Oh, yeah.
Give me substance. Give me interaction. Let me learn about the characters based on the conversations that they're having, rather than just being like, haha, we like women and we're old. Haha.
Yeah, because you get more about Eric's character in this conversation, that he wants to do things of substance and he wants to do things for the right reasons. And Ari obviously is a piece of shit who cheats on his wife, who just wants to do things for money, which is typical Hollywood. And Eric still has that new car smell where, you know, he's like, hey, I'm here in Hollywood and I want to do things the right way. And Ari's like, kid, you know, you're not going to do shit like that.
No.
Just do it, you know?
Yeah. So they're back at the house and Johnny and Turtle are walking up to the couch. And you realize that Eric is sleeping on the couch and they try to fuck with him. And he's like knocked out on the couch watching golf. And then they wake him up and they're making fun of him and telling him that he's tugging it to lady golfers. These men are pigs. Literally.
Oh, yeah.
Every single, there's this thing called the Bechdel test. I think that's what it's called, where it's a basically how feminist is the show or the movie. And it has to have two women who are talking to each other about not men. And I can't remember, there's like four or five rules, but those are the big rules. If there was the male version of you have to have two men talking to each other, but not about women, this show would not pass, because all they talk about, if not how stupid Vince is and how he won't read a script, is talking about how much they want to have sex or they're tugging their own Johnson to lady golfers.
And this is where they talk to him about seeing Kristen with Vince Vaughn on 40 Deuce. But I don't know how they knew that Kristen, since they're not in New York, how would they know that Kristen was with Vince Vaughn on 40 Deuce?
Well, she wasn't actually with him.
Well, no, I know they're fucking with him, but how would they know that in the first place?
I think that was part of the reason that Turtle got mad at Johnny, was because Johnny was not making any sense with the way that they were building up their story. None of their story made any sense. And it was really kind of a bummer for me that Eric fell for that, because I also had the same thought of, how would they know that?
And I'm like, also, Vince Vaughn is older than they are.
I like that they called him Puffy.
And Eric got really mad.
Yeah, Eric they was played that. Not happy.
Well, yeah, you know, he was woken up out of a dead sleep. So he kind of took him a minute to get his bearings, and then he realized they were fucking with him. So,
yeah. Vince walks in and pulls Eric to the side because he heard from Ari that Eric had threatened Ari to beat him up. And instead of trying to deny it, or because the way that Ari probably explained it to Vince made it sound a lot worse than I'm going to smack the grin off your face, which is a pretty casual threat, meaning that's not going to happen.
But, right, exactly.
You know, Ari probably blew it up to a different proportion.
Because Ari's a dick.
Right. And Eric didn't even think about the fact that he would have been, like, Ari probably told Vince a whole different story. And he was just like, yeah, he was being mean to me.
Or the fact that Ari would tattletale. Like,
right.
Really?
Especially, like, there's probably a lot in that conversation that Vince probably wouldn't have wanted to hear from Ari. So it's really kind of a dangerous game to play, to go tattling on your manager when your agent also said a lot of bad stuff about you.
Right. And the fact that Eric has known Vince since high school.
Right.
And but basically also, thinks for Vince.
Right. But also at the same time, Vince believed Ari without a shadow of a doubt.
Right. Because Vince is stupid.
Vince asks Eric what he wants him to do. And Eric is just like, I want you to fire him. So, again, without thinking too much about it, Vince flips open his phone, because it's 2004 and they have flip phones, starts dialing the number. He's got the phone open and Eric goes, don't do that. Like, this, Vince has no personality.
No.
He is literally just there as a vessel for Turtle, Eric, and Johnny.
Right.
There's nothing to him. He can't make a single decision for himself.
Right.
And instead of coming across as like this vapid actor, he just comes across as a MacGuffin almost. He's really the driving force behind these other three characters.
Right.
Which really sucks because Vince would have been a really fun character for them to all have to kind of react to.
Right.
Instead of him just saying the one or two lines to continue the story.
Yeah.
So that Eric can have a moment. The show is truly about Eric when they tell you, even in the description, that it's about Vince.
And it's infuriating because those kind of people who have it all, you know, the kind of people that have it all for no good reason.
Right.
It just makes me mad.
So they're going to sit down and there's a table that has a bong and the shakiest bag of weed I've ever seen in my entire life. And I don't know if anyone who listens to us knows anything about weed, but a shaky bag is not a good bag of weed. You want beautiful, big, sparkly, frosted nuggets. And these men are making millions of dollars for a crap bag of weed.
Stems and seeds.
Stems and seeds. So again, they're having the same conversation. Should he take the role? Should he read the script? Eric doesn't like the script. Vince isn't convinced. It's the same conversation for about the 50th time about whether or not he should take the script. So they're sitting there smoking and they're talking about the reunion, and Vince is trying to convince Eric to go to this reunion, and they kind of decide that they're going to go. And they're basically getting ready to wrap up the show, get ready to do what comes next. I'm assuming the reunion is in the second episode.
And they're going to fly out of Vegas.
Yeah, they're going to fly out of Vegas because they're having a party that night. They're getting ready to fly to Vegas that night so that they can fly out of Vegas to go to this reunion in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So in the next morning, they're packing the car, getting ready to go. And Eric goes, Turtle, did you get those headsets I was asking you to go get?
The Bose headsets.
The Bose headsets, you know, the good ones.
More product placement.
Yes, exactly. So Turtle is very confused and he's like, what are you talking about?
And Eric's pissed.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, so you think you're the boss now, blah, blah, blah. Grumbly gets into his car and he goes, I'm going to get you three headsets. We're going to be bumping to Biggie and you're going to be humming show tunes. And gets in the car and drives away. And Vince goes, I didn't ask for headsets. And he goes, yeah, but we don't want to be in that car. And so then it shows him driving away in his Hummer. And the back of the Hummer, there's a bumper sticker that says, I heart Cox. Just one last dick joke for the road.
But that was to get back at him for the Vince Vaughn joke.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They drive away and they're chuckling. And then Vince gets a call from Ari. Vince doesn't even bother to answer the call. He hands it off to Eric. And Eric picks it up and he goes, hello. And Ari goes, put Vince on the phone. And he goes, well, Vince wants you to talk to me. And he goes, okay, well, Colin Farrell got the part in Matterhorn, and then hung up on him and goes, fuck you, into his phone. And that's how the show ends. They sit down. He lets him know that they have Colin Farrell getting the role and that he's not going to get the Matterhorn role and he's not getting his $4 million. And the show just ends. Now, I know we've said it a couple of times, but I want to make this abundantly clear. I will not be finishing this show. I have no desire to know what happens after this. It was terrible. It was a waste of my 30 minutes. And I am so mad that I will never get those. Well, I watched it twice. So I'm mad that I'll never get that hour back from my life.
I watched it 2.5 times because I'm like, I'm not sure what I'm going to talk about. I have to sit down and make more notes because I've got time to fill, because it's just that bad. And I cannot believe that it went on for as long as it did, because who watched it? Who watched this show?
Well, and when I think of HBO, I think of like more shows directed and aimed at women, you know, that gentle, softcore porn type shows that, you know, like Sex in the City and True Blood and those kinds of shows that were all kind of happening at the same time that Entourage was.
Or something with meat on its bones like Game of Thrones.
Right. I don't know how this went on for as long as it did, how HBO let it go on for as long as it did, or who watched it. I have yet to meet other than one person who's ever seen the show more than just a couple of episodes of it.
And what did that person say? Did that person enjoy it?
Oh, yeah. He enjoyed the shit out of the show. He loved it. But also, we were in high school, so what do you know?
Oh, okay. Oh, I think I might know who it is, too. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. High school boy would love watching a bunch of guys pretend that they are still high school boys.
Yeah. And would also do the whole thing with the bumper sticker that says I heart Cox. Too.
Yes. That's every single joke that happened in the show, he would have done and acted on.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
Your audience is a 16-year-old teenager.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, because really, all the characters are 16-year-old teenagers.
Yeah. Yep. Just boys being boys.
Ugh. God. Yeah, no. That's a no from me, dog.
It's a no from me, too.
God. We'll see on the next one.
We'll see in the next one. Oh, by the way, this one did not fly.
Not for us. It didn't fly. It flew for somebody, but not for us. This one crash landed.
All right. Next time.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to our podcast. To support us, please leave a positive review. Follow us on Instagram at @WillItFly. If you have an idea about a show you'd like us to watch, you can email us at willitflyinfo@gmail.com.